Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amid Beis on the third to last line, Tanu Rabbanan. Here we go as we continue in the first parak of Ksubas in Parak Pesula Nisseis, discussing all different details of the Ksuba and whether one is Mechaya the Ksuba. We discussed the last daf Muchateitz and any other Ones that might occur. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Kansa Rishon L'Shem Nishim Nisuin. Let's say the first person, a woman was married to a man, and she had nisuin with him. V'yishla edim shlo nistra, but there are witnesses that they never had yichud. Inami nistra v'lo shasakadei bia, or that they had yichud, but it wasn't long enough in order to have a bia. Ein hasheni yacholit don tainis besulim, even though there are witnesses. So there's nothing to talk about, you would think. There are witnesses that she wasn't a psula. No, it doesn't matter. The second one, once she is a nesua, he does not have a tainis besulim. Shaharei kansa rishon. Because after all, the first one had nisuin with her, and therefore, he cannot taina. What about the witnesses? There are witnesses here that she wasn't a basula. So, a couple of suggestions. Rashi says on the next Amud, that it could be that the witnesses were only there, not Rashi, Tosfos. Tosfos and Dibur Maskil Shiny on the next daf says, even though there are witnesses that say that she wasn't Nivellas, Eino Somechalze, Me'acher Shahayu Nisuin, Visara de la Shabcha Omrim Kane. Maybe the witnesses are just saying that to be Meshamecher. They want to help her get remarried, so they say, oh, she never had Yichud. It wasn't enough time. So they're saying that, but really, they didn't really mean it. Number one, Tosfos, the Rashba, suggests that maybe because the witnesses didn't know that they were focusing on it in order to give testimony afterwards, so maybe that's why. You know, when do we trust Edom? When Edom know, they see something and they realize that they're actually witnessing something. Here they happen to notice that she didn't have Bia, that she didn't have Yichud, but not that they were focused or realized that that was going to be significant at a future time. Says the Rashba, V'shayni hacha, sh'afa pi she'idu aleha Edom, eino somech alei dusun bekach, l'fishol niskavnu mitchila lekach. Lo diktaku hetev, im nistara v'im lo nistara. Oh, im sha'asa k'dei bia im lav. Right, they didn't focus on it, and therefore one cannot bring a raya. Just one other suggestion, maybe the most fascinating one. According to these two suggestions, we just said, yeah, they weren't true. They weren't true, maybe they just said it, but they didn't really mean it. If you look in the Ramban, and the Rashba has a line like this too, but the source of this idea is in the Ramban. The Ramban asks, V'tamahani, ho v'he'idu ala e'deha, kodim shekish shlo nistara, there are edim, he'chi b'chezkas b'ula l'rishon, u'mashma li dahachi kamar. Says the Ramban, there are edim that she's a psula. Yes, fine. De'bevadei b'chezkas b'sula nasa, kemo sh'amru ha'edim. Aval ein mekaltos, but still it's not a mekaltos. Why? Shahare yada. Shekansa arishon l'shem nisuin. He knew, the second husband knows that this woman had been married before. Not just Arison, she had nisuin before. And since she had nisuin, v'shuv ein lachein kibsula. Deep down in his heart, he doesn't treat her like a psula, even though the Edom are saying that she's a psula, but she's already had nisuin. Elahari be'ene kal adam ki be'ula, apa pisha eina be'ula. An amazing lashon, says the Ramban. She's mamish a besula, but people view her as married already. She's been married already. After Arison, fine, maybe not. But after Nisuin, okay, there are witnesses that she wasn't. But she lost the chain psula, the special state, the special way that people look at psulos that she didn't have. So therefore, this second husband, even though he had witnesses, but still the world views her as a ba'ula, and therefore it was not a mechatos. That's the Ramban, the most fundamental suggestion to get out of this problem. Okay, so there are witnesses that she had nisuin, but there are no edim, still she does not lose her ksuba, right? Whether there is no yichud or lo shoas hakadebiya. Just one other point, that is, the lo shoas hakadebiya is not only important for hilchos of bia, of marriage, but also, as we know, for hilchos of yichud, right? How long does one have to give for yichud in the yichud room. That might mean more. That generally is more than the minimum shear of the isser of yichud. We know there's an isser of yichud. Some are daraisa, some are darabanan. Discussed at the end of Maseches Kedushin and Daf Pei. And the poskim elaborate what's the isser yichud daraisa, what's darabanan. But the minimum shear of yichud is yichud where it is shasa kedei bia. It doesn't mean that even less than that is mutter. Meaning even less than that, one is not allowed to stay in the yichud situation even though they know they're going to run out before the yichud situation is up. It's only if, by definition, this is not going to be a yichud situation. It's impossible. So, for example, the post can discuss an elevator. An elevator is not a problem of yichud because it's not enough time. Besides the fact that it can open at any moment, right? If it's the type of elevator that can only open from the inside, the old-fashioned elevators with the gate, so then fine. That could be yichud because the people from the outside can't get in unless you open it. But in a case where it's the normal modern elevators where anybody can press the button and at any floor it can stop and open in 5 seconds, so then there won't be an isra of yichud because there isn't enough shasa kidei bia. That is an important. If it's one of the elevators that are going from a super elevator in a super tall building that's not going to open for a couple of minutes, okay, so then that could be an issue. But other than that, it is not. Okay, so there are witnesses that say he was a psula, it doesn't matter. Omar Rabba, Zos Omeres, Kansa Becheskas Besula Venimses Beula, Yesh Laksuba Mana. So what do you see from here? Zos Omeres, that if a woman man gets married, and he thinks that she is a Besula, and it comes out that she is a Beula, she still has a ksuba, she doesn't lose everything. Yesh laksuba mana. If she actually happens to be a ba'ula, Rashi on top. Zos omeres, dehavadai becheskas besula kansa. The samach ha'edim. He was thinking about the edim, and that she was a besula. And it says, she does not lose. Ein ashini yachol lito tainas psulim. What does that mean? She doesn't lose the mana that's ra'oi for her to get. So that's Rabba. If it's a mekach tov, she still doesn't lose it. Rav Ashi Amar, no, maybe not. Ba'alma la'olamei malacha les laklal. Maybe she loses everything. If it's a normal case of, I thought, right, the man thought she was a basula and she was a ba'ula, that kind of case, and she was never married before. So that's mekach tov, so she loses everything. Les laklal. V'shayni ha'chashari konservishon. Here is different, because he knows that she was married before. Maybe this is where the Ramban got it from. The Chain Basula idea. She was married. So what that he knows, based on the Edom, that she's a Basula. But Kansarisho, and that's why she doesn't lose it. Ah, I asked the Gemara, but aren't we a little nervous? V'necha Shema Tachtav Zinsa. We have witnesses that she didn't have any Yichud with her Nasui, with her husband. So how else did she lose her Basulim? So shouldn't we be nervous that she was mezana tachas bailah, and therefore it's an eshizish zinsha, and she's a surah bailah? So how could we allow them to stay together? Amar of Shravia, you're right, in a normal case we would be nervous. But here, kagon shakidesh uba'al la'alter. But here, there was no time. Right after Erisin, then there was bia la'alter. So therefore there's no worry in this case that she is a Surah Labayla, right? If we know that she's a Surah Labayla, so then that's a serious issue, right? We discussed that Shuv of the Nodabi Hud in the past, where what are the obligations of someone to tell that, let's say a woman was Mizana, that was the case in the Nodabi Hud. Does she have a chiv to tell her husband that she was Mizana? So the question is, do we believe her? Right? What if the right Shavi and Afshe Chadicha di Sura? So we say maybe she should be believed, at least Lagabe her, but that's what if somebody else knows. But if generally, if we know, that's the Gemara's question, if Bezdin is taking the chance here, so how can Bezdin do that? So the answer is no, they don't take the chance. It's a case of Kidesh, there was Erisin and there was no time afterwards. Ebola out there. Viga the Masila Masisun. Some have this discussion that we just had based related to our Mishnah, not based on the Tanur Rabbanan, as follows. Bisula Almana Grusha Vachalutza Minanisuin. Ksubasan mana veilantinas pesulim. If there's an almana minani suin, then the assumption is that she had bia. She is a beula. Her ksuba is 100, and there is no tinas pesulim. Besula minani suin hechi mishkachasla. How do you have a besula minani suin? How do you have that? Kigonchen nechnasa lechupa velo nivala. In the case of a besula, but it's a besula, so maybe it's nechnasa lechupa, and there was no bia, meaning based on witnesses. But what does the Mishnah still say that she has a ksuba of mana? Amar Rabba, Zos Omeres. And that's what Rabba said it about. Not related to the Tanur Rabbanan statement, but to our Mishnah. Zos Omeres. Katsa Becheskas Pesula, Venefseis Peula, Ksubasa Mana. That's where Rabba said, and Ravashi Amar says, no, La Olam Emelecha Ba'alma Les Laklal. Usually we say she does not get anything. If it's a total Mekartos, he thought she was a Besula and she wasn't, she loses everything. Veshaini Hacha, Shahari Nichnas Alachupa. Here is different, because she was previously married. So that's why the husband has the responsibility to be aware of that. V'lecha shema tachtov zinsa, aren't we worried? Amrev shrav yikon shakidei shubola alter. So again, that's a case where there is no chance for anything to have happened in between. Says the Gemara, okay, so now we have two versions. We have one version of Rabba and Ravashi discussing the Braisa, and one version discussing the Mishnah. So, ma demasni lo a Braisa, the one who learned it on the Braisa, where the Braisa says that he can't be tointainis psulim, shari kansarishon, there was a previous marriage, the one that learned that machlokas. So Rabba and Ravashi on the Braisa, kol shagin amasisan, will surely say it on the Mishnah. Why? Rashi, kol shekein amas nisan, tekivan da abraisa. Once you say it on the braisa, avagav da amru edim. There you have edim that says there was no yichud, and still she gets the mana. Kol shekein amas nisan, surely in the case of the Mishnah, where the edim were not maftiach, that there was no Yichud or Bia here. But if you have it on the Mishnah, maybe in the Braisa not. Why? Because in the Braisa there are witnesses. And maybe by the Braisa he wouldn't have to pay anything. And she would lose it all. That's what could be. And therefore, you might not say it on both. Okay, now we get to the next Mishnah. In here, the first parak of Maseches Ksubis. Ha'ochel eitzel chama b'Yehuda. We had this Mishnah quoted before. If someone eats with his in-laws in Yehuda, shelo be'edim, and there are no witnesses that there was nothing, that nothing occurred. Meaning something could have occurred. In Yehuda, we learned earlier, they had yichud. The Aris and Arusa had yichud. So if somebody is in his in-law's house in Yehuda, sometime during Arisin, eino yacholit ontainis pesulim, he no longer can be toin pesulim, mipnei shemis yachid ima. Because he had yichud with her, and we can assume that. There's an amazing Shita Mekubetzes here. Why did they have yichud dafke in Yehuda? Why did they allow that? The Shita Mekubetzes, in the new Shita Mekubetzes, it's an Os Chav Hei, but it's in the normal Shita Mekubetzes, Klomar. Darkon shel b'nei Yehuda ha'yel yachid ha'chasen ha'makala, kodem shenichnusu l'chupa. Why did they do that? K'dei shiyehi libo gaspa, she'te'ahav ha'kala es ha'chasen. Why? To get them into each other. Get them, emotionally connected. They have yichud with each other, and then what happens with it? There's yichud, and they have bia. Lefi she'ein ha'isha kore says bris elamisha asa kli. As Chazal say, there's a special connection between the woman and the man who removes her psulim. So therefore, we want to create that. Why dafka do we want to create that? Because that's where, says the Shita, the Gzeres were with the Hegmon in Yehuda, in the main areas of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, v'imchas v'shalom tibala Hegmon, acharkach tibala ba'ones. If she's totally connected to her husband beforehand, then she'll be totally ne'enas by the Hegmon. There won't be any rutzon related. She won't be involved. She won't be connected to him at all. She'll be disgusted with him. And it'll be a total ones. If we don't create that strong connection beforehand, it could be chas v'shalom, that she won't be totally ne'enas, because after all, this is the first time she's being with anybody. But that is why. So again, we have the yichud in order to solidify the relationship before the hegmon. And then we could ask, okay, so why did the hegmon dafka do it in, make the gzeiras in Yehuda? Inami k'deshim sena ha-hegmon be'ula, or the other way, not the chshash. Before we get to the other point. Not that just the chashash, she'll do it totally ba'ones, but that when the hegmon sees that, knows that she is a ba'ula, he won't even be involved with her, because that's not what he's interested in. Kadeshim sa'ena ha'egmon ba'ula, v'yavato gzeiraso, she'gazar kol b'sula, this is brevi, tibol ha'egmon t'chila. And then he says, u'mishum hachia yamina b'yehuda yosem yishar makomus, why in Yehuda? Lefi she'rov gzeirosa b'yehuda. The rov of the gzeiros of the governments were in Yehuda, mishum she'yodeya she'mimenu asid latzeis mashiach. Wow. Because they knew that Malchus Beis David, she'yoshia es Yisrael v'yishpodes ha'resav. They knew, the Romans knew that that's where Mashiach is going to come from, Malchus Beis David. Therefore, they made the Gzeiras here, and that's why the Dafka had Yichud in Yehuda, because they want to preempt. They want to preempt. So either it'll be a Ones, or the Gzeira will be Batel by itself. Wow. There is a discussion in the Rishonim by the Yichud. So, according to this Svara, the whole Yichud was Dafka L'shem Bia. It wasn't just that they had Yichud, we want them to have the Bia. Right? And that's what the Rov Mefarshim assume. There's a Rashi we had earlier, Rashi and Avzayin, Lav Dafka, yet be in mind, Rashi Adav Zayin, Shemes Yachin Ima, Kadeshi Libo Gaspa, just as Libo Gaspa, so that they get excited about each other, but Lav Dafka, that they have Kavana Libya. Okay, but that's the Yichud in Yehuda. So again, if there's Yichud, so that there's no Tainus Pesulim afterwards. Says the Gemara, Midiktani Ha'ochel, from the fact that it says, one who is by his in-laws, Mashma, that it's not by everybody. It must be there are cases in Yehuda that this doesn't take place. It must be yesh v'yesh. There are places that have Yichud and places that don't have Yichud. Kidatanya. Where do we have this in the Bright? Where do we see this? Kidatanya, like the Bright says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosefta says, B'Yehuda barishona hayim yachla zachasav ezakala shahachas. Kodem Krisasam Lachupa. In Yehuda, they had created the Yichud, so Kadeshi Libo Gaspo, as we quoted that Lashon, Ubi Galil Oyosun Kain, but in Galil they didn't have that. Fine. But then, Bi Yehuda, Barishona Yamidim Lahem Shnei Shushbinin. In Yehuda, they had two guards, two Shushbinin, that were with the Chasin and the Kala, Echalo Vechala, obviously not there in the Bishas Maisa, but afterwards to check, Kadela Mashmesh Esa Chasin Vesachala, to keep the Chasin and the Kala honest, to make sure that they don't, play any tricks from either side. Bishas Kanin Sasan Lachupa, Ubagala Yosin Kane. So one second, why did they need the Shushbinin to check about whether she was a Psula, that he didn't hide the map? What do you mean? I thought they had Yichud in Yehuda. If they had Yichud in Yehuda, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Tainus Psulim anyway. Ah, that's the Raya. It must be Makomos, Makomos, Yesh. The first line that said that there was Yichud, so obviously they wouldn't need the Shishbinin. The second line that talks about the Shishbinin, it must be that they didn't have Yichud. So that's the Raya to Abaya of Makomos, Makomos, Yesh. And finally, the third line, Be Yehuda Barishona, Hayu Shishbinin Yeshenin Bebaya Shachasin Vakala Yeshenin Ba, or Begala Yosinkin, and Yehuda they used to sleep there, and not in Galil. Again, the Rishonim discuss what's line 2 and line 3, what's the difference? Right, it says they were there at night, Kadela Mashmesh, and here it says they slept there. What's the difference? Okay, the Rishonim discuss. But then the Braisa ends off, V'chol shelo noa k'minag azeh, eno yachol liton tainis besulim. And anyone who does not fulfill this minag, so they cannot have the taina of besulim. So, ahai, what is that last line referring to? If they don't fulfill this minag, then there's no tainis besulim. So, ilei ma'areisha is referring to the first line, wherever they had yichud. So, kol shenog mi boile. So then this last line shouldn't say kol shelo nog, it's kol shenog, whoever fulfills this minog of having yichud, so then they cannot have a tainus pesulim. But what is the price, what does it say? Kol shelo nog. So that doesn't fit. So el asefa. So let's go to the next line. It goes to the line about the lamashmesh. The chasen, the shushbinim were sent there to make sure. Lamashmesh is a chasen vezakala. To be, make sure they're careful and they're not makalkal each other. So again, kol shalomush mashbi boilei. It should be that whoever does not have this guard cannot claim besulim. If they do have this guard, so then they should be able to claim besulim. So again, the opposite. So, three other answers that are given. Amar Abaya la'olam ha'resha. V'tni kol shenog. Okay, Abaya says, change the lashon. So, we're into the first line, and it's kol shenog. Whoever does this minag of yichud can not be taina besulim. Amalei Rav of Halsha kol shelo nog tani. In my brisa, that's not what it says, says Rava. You can't just change it. So, elama Rava, different answer. Hachikamar kol shelo nog min hagalil begalil ela minag Yehuda begalil. Any place where they weren't knowing the minag of Galil, meaning they acted like Yehuda ins in Galil, so then they also can't taina besulim because there was Yichud there. And finally, Ravashi Amar La'olam HaSeif is referring to the Seif of Etzni, Kol Shalom Mushmash, right? Abaya and Ravashi have no problem with changing the Girsa. Rava does not change the Girsa, but therefore he has a very difficult reading in the words. Okay, so this is relating to Yehuda and what happened by Tainus Pesulim. A topic that's related that we haven't discussed yet is, we had a couple of dafim ago, we had Birchas Erisin, we had Birchas Nisuin, back on Dav Vav and Dav Zayin, and here we're talking about what happens the first night. There was Shushbinin. There is a bracha that is quoted by some Rishonim about the first night by Besulim. If you look in the Rush here, in the first parak, The Rosh says in Os Tezvav, Birchas Besulim. There was a bracha that was said, Bishas Besulim. What was it said? Kasa Bal Halachos. Baruch Asher Tzog Edos Began Eden, Shoshana Sohamakim Bal Yimshol Zar B'mayan Chatum, Akena Yelis Ahavim, Zera Kodesh Shomer B'tara Chok, a bracha of Shevach, about finding one's wife at Besula, Baruch HaBocher B'Zaro Shel Avraham. And we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we created such a tsanua religion, such a tsanua nation, unbelievable, all these women that are Besulos. It's not what the world is like. The Efshar, says the Rosh, Shebracha Zu Tiknuhu HaGaonim Zal, Umistaveh Levarcha Acher Shematza Besulim. That is the Rosh. This quotes this bracha from the Gaonim, and it's possible that the bracha was made by the Gaonim, and it's mistaver to make it after the Besulim is found. That's what the Rosh quotes. The Torah quotes this bracha also, just to see halacha lemaisa. The Torah quotes this bracha in Simen Samach Gimel, and then the Nosei Kalim get involved. The Bach says, I don't understand. There is another Rosh. There's a Rosh in the first parak in Kiddushin, in Simen Mem Aleph, where the Rosh discusses if there's a bracha that's mentioned in the Gemara, that's a bracha. If it's not mentioned in the Gemara, then don't say it, says the Rosh. In Kiddushin, Habracha de Tiknu Agaonim, that's talking about Pidyon Bechor, Ein Kalach Lahosef Bracha Acher Chasimas HaTalmud. You can't add a bracha. All the brachas were made by the Ashkenaz Gadol, and if they're mentioned in Shas, fine. And if not, not. Velo Matzinu, Shemivarkin Shum Bracha, says the Rosh. Shalohuskru b'mishnah o b'tosefta o b'gemara. Ki achar sidr ravashi v'ravina lo matzina shenischacha bracha. So, ask the Bach, ask the Drisha, why didn't the Rosh argue on this Maimer of the Gaonim? This bracha, Birchas Besulim, is not in the Gemara anywhere, so why did he get upset about this? He just quoted it, and then he said it afterwards. Im Kain, ask the Drisha, Amaylo Kasav Arosh, Nami, Hacha Gabi Birchas Besulim, De'ein Levarcha, Mitam Shalom Matzino, Shem Avarchin, Shum Bracha, Shlohus Guruba Mishnah. That's the Shaila. So, couple of answers. Says the Drisha, well remember, what's the Rosh's Lashon? The Efshar. What does he say? It's possible that this was bracha was made during the Gaonim. What do you mean possible? What's the other possibility? One was just made after the Gaonim? No, that's where the Rosh lived. Says the Drisha, maybe his the Efshar means, maybe it was around even earlier. Maybe it was the Gaonim, maybe it was even earlier. So, because at least it's a suffix that it was earlier, maybe that's why the Rosh doesn't get so upset. Efshar, Alma, lo barer v'kimle, shebracha zu tiknua ga'onim. El sifuki masafkale, ki yachol liyashachach mi'agamara tiknua. Dim lokein mai ve'efshar. So therefore, that's why he maybe doesn't get upset. The Bach gives a different answer. The Bach says, you know why he doesn't get upset? Because there's no shame in Malchus here. There's no shame in Malchus. What does he not like? He doesn't like a bracha with bracha ta Hashem. But if it's no shame in Malchus, it's just shevach. So what's the problem? Avalhach brechas basulam deles bashem Malchus, shari. That's the Bach suggestion. He doesn't like that at the end because the Rosh himself says doesn't always accept this. And if you look in the Torah quotes it with Shemin Malchus. The Torah says Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So the Bach says, oh, maybe the Torah's Toah Sofer. That's how he ends. Maybe the Torah's Toah Sofer. If it's Sorach Lomer below Shemin Malchus, but that is a discussion of this bracha. There are other examples of brachos that we say. Brachas that we say that are not found in the Gemara. The most popular one is every morning. Hanosein la Ya'if Koach. That is not in the Gemara. Right? Most of the other brachas, not all the other brachas, Shlo Asani Goy, Ani Aved, and all, okay, Achivri Mabas, that's all the end of brachas. All those are there. But what about Hanosein la Ya'if Koach? So this might be the tour, Lishitaso. The tour has no problem. The tour in Simen Memvav has a beautiful lashon. The tour says, Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hanosein la Ya'if Koach. That this is from Sidure Ashkenaz. Viniskina, what's the takana of? Making the bracha, Hashem, thank you for giving strength to those who are tired. Viniskina, al sha'adam, mafkin nishmaso, ba'erev, b'yada kadosh baruchu, ayefa, me'avoda kasha kalayom. We say the brachas every morning. What if kavana? Each bracha is a bomb. Each bracha is huge. So he says, Viniskina, why do we make the anosei lekoach? Because every night we give our neshama to Hashem, tired from the whole day of work. And we get it back rested. How does that work? Just because you sleep? That's, oh, it's automatic. Sometimes you get a lot of sleep and you still feel exhausted in the morning. Sometimes we get less sleep and we feel good. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alpi medrash, chadashim labakarim rabba munasecha. Basar v'adam, mafkit pikadon b'yad chaveiro. A basar, a human being, gives a pikadon to their friend. Umach zero, and when I get it back, it's used, it's mekulkal, it's worn out. Aval adam mafkit b'chol erev nishmaso b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every night we give our neshama to Hashem. V'hi ayefa, umach zero lo, chadasha urgua. And we get it back so we're refreshed. So that's hanosein la'yayif kawak. That's the kavana we have to have. But that's what the Torah quotes. Says the Beis Yosef, Ein levarech osa. B'nei shaloh huskar b'gemara. Same time as the Rosh that we have here. Besides mentioning the Gemara. But the Minog has been this pashet that we say it based on the Kisvi Arizal and the Kafachayim. And the Bach there says, the Torah's Lashon is, it's found in Sidurei Ashkenaz. Meaning, in some Sidurei Sfard it's not found, but mikom akom ikalameimar, the Ashkenazim ayugarsim kach b'gemara. Says the Bach, maybe it was in the Gemara. Hallo, yesh lanu gadol meir al zeh. Hallo hu asmag. The smag counts, the yudches brachos counts, hanosein la yaev kalach. This is the machlokas aposkim, right? Whether we say it, one should follow their post state. But again, the minhag olam is to say hanosein la yaev kalach. There's another example. So you have birchas besulim is a discussion, hanosein la yaev kalach is a discussion, and maybe one other one that we'll mention, and that is baruch shep tarani. Baruch Shem Tarani is another example of a bracha that's not mentioned in Shas. Baruch Shem Tarani is based on a Medrash Agada in Parshas Toldos. And the Shaila is, you know, whether that is enough of a makar in order to say it, right? The Medrash says, Amar Abelazar, Tzorach Adam li tapel bebeno adyud gimel shana, mikan ve'elach tzorach sheyomar, Baruch Shem Tarani me'on shosel shelzeh. That's the Lashon. And this is quoted not in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Lashitoso. The Beis Yosef, Rebbe Yosef Cairo, is not a fan of brachos, not in the Talmud. But the Ramah quotes it. The Ramah in Reish Chaf Hei, Yesh Omrim, Mishanase Beno Bar Mitzvah, Yivarech, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sheptarani Me'oncho Shelzeh, quoting from the Maharil. And the Ramah says, V'tov Levarech Belo Shemun Malchus, parentheses, Das Atzmo. The Ramah decided, don't say Shemen Malchus. Why? The same issue. It's not in the Gemara. So again, here the Vilna Gaon, the Chayadim, and others say no. Say it with Shemen Malchus. Again, different Minhagim. Again, this is another example. Whenever something is not in the Gemara, it's less powerful and less authoritative. These are brachas. There are other examples. We know that Avelus of Sfiras HaOmer is not in the Gemara anywhere. In the Gemara, all it says is that the Talmidim died. All Avelus is post-Talmudic, and therefore there are certain kulas that apply by it. Right? The idea of Tainus Bechoros is not in the Gemara. Okay, that's an early, early Medrash. It's it's found earlier in the Masechah Sofrim, but it's not in the Gemara. So again, this is a crucial discussion relating to, we got into it from Birchas Besulim, which we're talking about. That's the reason the Sheshvinim are there, to make sure that there is Besulim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Achas Almanas Yisrael v'achas Almanas Kohanim. Whether, we mentioned in the last Mishnah, Almana gets 100 and Besula gets 200. So, it doesn't matter whether there's a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kohen, Ksubas Almana. By an Almana, the Ksub is always 100. Bezdin shel Kohanim hayu govin lebsula arba meozuz v'lo michu b'yadam chachamim. But the Kohanim gave to a besula, meaning the Bezdin, the call of the Kohanim, they decided, the Kohanim's families decided that they're going to give their besulos 400 zuz. Doesn't matter who married them. Their besulos should get 400 zuz because of their great yichus, their Kohanim, and the Chachamim didn't get upset at it. Question. We're going to learn later on the concept of Tosefas Ksuba. The husband can add on whatever he wants. So what's the chiddush here? Of course, 400, okay. But whatever they agreed to, it's fine. So Tosefas says, Tosefas is printed on Amud Beis. Tosefas in Bezdin Shel Kohanim. Tosefas says, even if it doesn't say it, this is the Iker and this is the Tosefes. It just says, Ela arba meos dechazu lechi. It says, this 400 that is roy to you. V'kosalka daituch. Delo tigve, delo chazu. Maybe it's false. U'balashon Tosefes lo kasav. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush. De minag tov ma'otu. V'roy lios bikahuna. It's right for Kohanim to have a higher status because they have greater yichus than Yisraelim. So that's the chiddush. And then Tosfos adds, "V'afilu lo kasav lo ksuba, gova arba meos b'tnai bezin." And even if it wasn't, if the ksuba wasn't written, or even if this wasn't written, it became accepted. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos explains the Mishnah that even if it's all written in one package, the Chazi Lechi, that is the Chiddush. There is a discussion in the Poskim, Halacha Lamaisa. If a woman is not a Besula, what flexibility do we have to write Besula? To write Besula. So the Minhag HaOlam is that you could write Besula. You could write Besula even if she's not a Besula. Why? Based on this idea. The husband could be most of whatever he wants. So she's supposed to get 100. So he said, no, I want to give her a ksuba besula. So that's what you could write. You could write besula because you want to give her a ksuba besula. The only problem is in cases where the woman was niveles lapasula, meaning she cannot marry a kohen. So that is a little trickier. Because, let's say right now she's marrying Yisrael, but who knows, in 40 years from now, 50 years from now, maybe she'll want to get married again, and we'll look back at her ksuba, and we'll see psula, she was a psula, she was married to this guy. So that's why many poskim say that if she was nivela l'pasula, to a goy, or to somebody, someone of like that, so then you have to somehow hint somewhere in the ksuba. Right, you could say itza instead of psula. You don't have to write ba'ula, but you have to write itzasa. Right, the woman writes something to tip off. You know, most people don't even listen to the ksuba, but you have to write something to tip off the posek who would be analyzing the ksuba to realize, oh, there's something fishy here. You know, maybe this woman cannot marry a kohen. That's an important point, but it also relates to what you write in the ksuba. But if she's a besula, and there's no risk factors involved, if she's a ba'ula, there's no risk factors, then you can write whatever you want. Tana, says the Gemara, V'almanas kohanim ksubasa masayim. 1 minute. We have a brisa that says that an almana of a kohen gets 200. The Mishnah said 100. V'anatzna, nachas almanas Yisrael, v'achas almanas kohanim ksubasa mana. Amaravashi, shtei takanas havi. Really, there were two stages of the takana. Me'ikara takinu libsula. Arba me'ozuz ula almana mana. Originally, it was 400-100, meaning like our Mishnah said. Psula gets 400 and Almana gets 100. But Kivan turning over. Kivan de Chazu de Mizalzili Bahu. Since the Rabbanan saw that people were being Mizalzel in the Almanos of the Benos Kohen. Takino Lamasas, they bumped it up. They bumped it up. What does this mean? Zilzil? What do you mean? Mizalziluhu? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says it means they were Mizalzel. It was easy for them to divorce. It was only 100. But 1 second, asked Rashi. But Amana of Yisrael is also. Va'afal pich Amana of Yisrael namik subasan mana. Says Rashi, psychological insight. Miyu koanim chashivi tvei. V'gnai lahem gerushe benosehen yoser mi Yisrael. They're in a more chashiv class in society, so they feel the pain more. They both, right, they're both kalos pain of lotzi if it's only 100. But they feel the pain more by koanim. So that's why Chazal said we have to change something. That's why they made it 200. Tosfos says a little differently. Tosfos asked the Kasha. He doesn't like that answer. He says, no, the opposite. It was all a different psychological insight. People looked at the ratio. By a Bas Yisrael, okay, the Ksuba went from 200 to 100 to an Almana. Okay, it's 50%. 50%? Fine. But by Kohanim, 400 to 100, wow, this is only 25%? They didn't look at the women in such a respectful manner. This woman, she only gets a quarter of what she used to get. Oh, so therefore they wouldn't marry them in the first place. Hayu nimna'im mi lenosam, lefisha yukalos be'inehem, she'ein lo ksuba, ela revia, mimashi yishlo lebsula. Different type of zilzal. Therefore, whatever, Rashi and Tosfos, two different deos, so they bumped it up to 200. But then, kiva dechazu dekap parshi minayu, but then they saw they wouldn't marry them. For financial reasons, to Amri, adin nasvinan almanes konim nezel nesib besula bas Yisrael. So adrinu lumusayu. So they realized there was a zilzal, but they had to put it back to what it was, because that ultimately worked out better for the women. Okay. Bezin shal kohanim. So the Bezin kohanim made this takana of 400 and 100, or 400 and 200. Amr of Yudamar Shmuel, lo bezin shal kohanim bilvad, amru, it wasn't only by them, el afilu mishpachos hamu yuchasos bi Yisrael. Maybe it was automatic by the kohanim, as Tosfos said. But really anybody could do it. Im ratzu la'asos kederach shakonim osin osin. If they want to, they can. If anybody wants to treat themselves like a kohen, so then they can. Right? This reminds us a little bit, not exactly, of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah. If anybody wants to make themselves into Shevet Levi, much oft quoted Rambam in various discussions, right? That's where the Rambam says, is discussing the halacha that Shevet Levi does not get a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, and it's usser. It's usser for them to take a nachla, it's usser for them to, for us to give them a nachla, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who nachla some, as the Pasuk says a few times. And then the Rambam says, Yire Li. And then he says at the end, he quotes Yira Lishin Dvar Mamurim El Be'er Shenichras Ola Bris La'avim Zil Yaakov, Avol Shar Kala Ratzos, Kohanim Levim Rolatik, get nachla in the kibush rabim, not our sugya now. The lama lo zacha levi benachla zeret Yisrael mebnei shehuvda lavodes Hashem ula sharso ula haros drachav hayisharim u'mishpatav atadikim l'rabim. Why was Levi separated? Because they are meant to be the teachers. They're meant to be the ones that are mekachi shem shemayim and teaching yaru mishpatecha liyakov esaras chali Yisrael. And then the last halacha in Sefer Zra'im of the Rambam is v'lo shevet Levi bilvad. Sounds like our lashon. V'lo Kohanim bilvad. V'lo shevet Levi bilvad. Ela kol ish v'ish mikol ba'ei ha'olam. Every person Asher nadva rucho oso, that his heart has been raised up. Vehevinu madao lihi badel la'amod lefnei Hashem l'sharso, v'la'avdo l'deya es Hashem v'holach yashar. It's a very high level. Kamo shaso elokim upirek me'al tzavaro ol ha'chashbonos harabim asher bikshu b'nei Adam. They're totally living on a different realm of existence. Harei niskadesh, harei ze niskadesh kodesh kadashim v'ye Hashem chelko v'nachalaso la'olam ula'olmei olamim. Meaning, if there are great religious scholars and leaders, so then, and they've chosen this life, it doesn't say all of Klal Yisrael. It says any person who is in this special category. Right, it sounds like Yechidei Skula. It does not sound like the whole generation should do this. But it's a Yechidei Skula that are involved in this, being the teachers. So then, and the people of who are inspiring the rest of Klal Yisrael, so then they are also allowed to be like Shevet Levi in that regard. So back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, if somebody wants to be like Mishpacha Shel Kohanim, they can. Viter Meisve Yarot Zalasus Kedar Shel Kohanim Osin. If anybody wants to follow what the Kohanim are doing, Kagon. Bas Yisrael Lakohen Bas Kohen Li Yisrael Osin. They can. So Gemara Darshins. Sounds like only if there is one side from a Kohanic family, this is appropriate. Avobasi, because why did we give that example? Avobasi Yisrael li Yisrael lo. But maybe Yisrael to Yisrael, they shouldn't. So the Gemara answers, no lo mi bai kamar. It's a lo mi bai, it's a not only. Lo mi bai, basi Yisrael li Yisrael. The Gebraisa doesn't even have to say that. Not only basi Yisrael li Yisrael. De lo matzi omar la. Where he cannot tell her, aluye kama alina lech. He can't tell her there, well, I've raised you up. So I'm not gonna give you extra anymore. You're raised up because of me. Not only in that case, ava basi Yisrael la kohen de matzi. But even in a case where Basi Zol is married to a Kohen, where maybe he could say to her, it's all me, why should I have to give you more? Emalo, Kamash Malan, even in that case, we could say it works. Okay, so now we are up to the next section of the Masechta. The rest of this parak now talks about Machlokos and issues of the between the husband and the wife. It gets into very serious lamdus in terms of yesodos, of chazaka and rove, and arguments between different tvios. So here we go. Let's start it. Hanosi asa isha v'lo matzala besulim. Mare gets married and she doesn't have besulim. So, we've already had some of this before, but now we have. Hio meres. They both agree that she's not a besula. That's what's different about this case. The question is, though, what happened and when did it happen? He omeres misher rastani nenasti. I was raped, I was nenas, after Erisin. So at the time of the Erisin, when the chiv of the ksuba kicks in, so I was a psula. And afterwards, I lost it v'nistachva sadeyu, and tough luck. Literally, your field has been flooded. It's your bad luck. That's what she says. V'hu omer lo, and he says no. Ki ela achlo erastich. It was before Erisin. Before Erisin. And therefore, Bashas Erisin, you are a ba'ula. V'haya mechi mekatos, and I owe you nothing. That's the machlokes. So who wins? Just parenthetically, before we even see the machlokes, the Tosas Rid right here says, it's clear from this Mishnah that the ksubas chiyuvim kick in Mishas Erisin. That's clear. Mikan muchach sheish ksuba la arusa umisha sheirsa nischayev biksubasa bitnai bezdin. And that's why it says, Kamerlach, that's why she says, that the key point here is Erisin. To be kodem shenivala havim ishubadla. Biachshav shenansel lefsidu shibuda. Because if it was only later, this wouldn't be the issue. So it's got to be from that moment in time. So who wins? She says it happens after Erisin. The husband says it happened before Erisin. Machlokes. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Ne'emenes. They say she is Ne'emenes, and that is what we hold based on, as we'll see in the Gemara, Bari Veshema Bari Adif. She is Bari. She knows exactly when it happens. He doesn't have Edim. If he had Edim, there's nothing to talk about. But it's Bari and she's a Shema. So Bari Veshema Bari Adif. And it's clear here that works even Lahotzi Mamon, because she's going to get her ksuba. Bari Vishar Bari Adif, and she could stay, she's Butaris Labaila. Butaris Labaila, we trust her that it was an Ones, we trust her about everything. Reb Yeshua Amar, no, lo mipia anu chayin. We don't live by her mouth. We'll get back to that, Lashon. Ella, harezu becheskas be'ula. She is a cheskas be'ula that it happened before Erisin hit that toe and she tricked him. Until she brings a raya to her words, we trust him. Machlokes, whether we trust him or we trust her, that is the issue. If you look in the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah, he says we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, but he can make her make a shvuas heses. Ooh, opening up a new sugya. The Rambam says right here, V'alachat Rabbi Gamliel, Sha'amar ne'emenes, Aval yesh lo lashbiya shvuas heses. She can make him, he can make her swear, that's when it happened, She'emes hito enes, kedin kol toin. Right, we know there are certain shvuah daraises, right, the three shvuah daraises, shvuas eid echad, shvuas ha-shomrim, and shvuas, and modem and mixas, and other than that, those are the three shvuos d'araisa nishba v'niftar, and all the shvuos d'rabbanans. Listen, the mesecha shvuos are nishba v'notels, but there is another shvuos d'rabbanan in a separate category called shvuos hasis, which is also a nishba v'niftar. So the Rambam says here, that's what the man can say to the woman. Be nishba ahesis, that is what occurred. Right, this is unusual, because usually shvuas hasis are nishba v'niftar, and this is a nishba v'notel, that she's going to take it. Okay, that's the Rambam. V'mima cheshes, v'omeres, besula, betzani, hunemon, v'nechayev shvua, etc. That is that's the Rambam. There is a stira, the Rambam does not quote this in Mishnah Torah, it's only here in Pirush Mishnayos. That's a little difficult, but that is the Rambam Shita here in the Pirush Mishnayos. What's the Lashon of Lo Mipia Anu Chayin? We don't live by her words. So the Ritva says, Al Derech Tzachus. The Ritva says, not literally, but it's Al Derech Tzachus, meaning it's a little tongue-in-cheek. Lefi, because we know the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos says, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al Hadin Al Ha'emes Fa'al Ha'Shalom. This basically means we don't think she's saying the emes. Lo mipi anu chayin. We're not living based on her because the world is standing and she's not telling the truth. So her words aren't keeping the world going. Al adin ala emes al hashalom. That's where the lashon comes in. Interesting, the tour and the Beis Yosef, really the Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yonah, Beis Yosef at the beginning of Choshe Mishpat discusses how do we put these two Mishnayos together. This Mishnah at the end of the first parak, that ashlosha dvarim ha'olam omei, din emes and shalom, how do we put that together with the first Mishnah, earlier in the parak, Al HaTorah V'Alavod Al Gemilas Chasadim. So the different days, Rabbeinu Yonah there discusses, well, there are three, maybe the difference is whether the three things that help the world be created, that they have to be really strong, and then three things that keep the world going. So that's Din Emes and Shalom. But Torah V'Gemilas Chasadim help create the world. The Beis Yosef quotes, maybe there's a difference between during the Beis HaMikdash and post-Mikdash. Right, that's the difference between the Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim and Din Emes and Shalom. That's all here in the beautiful discussions in the beginning of Choshe Mishpat. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. She'epi rusho she'bishvil shlosha dvarim Din Emes and Shalom ha'olam nivra. No, it's ha'olam kayam. They have to be mechad between those two, as we said. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the second idea that we said. V'yesh lomar, sheshimen atzadik diber kifizmano shaya beis hamikdash kayam. V'reb shimen ben gamliel shaya bezman achurban balomar she'afopi she'en beis hamikdash kayam. V'ein lanu avoda. V'gam eino yuchol masok batorg mil chasadim karaui mipnei ol hagalos. We can't do Torah avodah mil chasadim properly. The three that are domeh. And he goes to parallel how our din emes and shalom parallel to Torah, avoda, and gemilas chesed. That's all comes out from this ritva that says it's a lashon of tzachus, this language that we have in the Mishnah of Lomi Pia Anuchai. Okay, Itzmar, let's start. Says the Gemara, Machlokes Amara, Mandali Biyatcha, Ruvain says to Shimon, you owe me money. Vahalo Omer Eini Adi, and he says, I have no idea. Right? Bari and Shema. Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri Chayiv. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan, Amri Potter. Machlokes. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv to pay in that case? The Toveya has no witnesses. Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, because the Bari wins. Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Tosfos says this is a very strong Bari, a very weak Shema. Bari beats Shema. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Potter, they say no Potter. Uki Mamona, Becheskas Mare, Cheskas Mamon beats out even Bari. You have to prove it. So what, you're Bari? You have to prove it. Two witnesses, or at least one witness to make him swear. So that's a machlokus. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Had Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Shmueli. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who say, in this case, that Chayiv, that's Shmuel. Shmuel Olt Bari Vashem Abari Adif. Where did it not? The Mishnah says on tomorrow's daf. Haisum Uberes Va'amrulah. All of a sudden, an unmarried woman is pregnant, and we don't know who she's pregnant from. Va'amrulah Mativu Shalu Barzu. Who's the father? Meish Ploni Vakoinu. And she says, a kosher person. Kohen doesn't mean literally Kohen, a kosher person. Do we believe her? Rabbi Gamliel verbally has her Omrim Namenes. Yes. Va'amr Vyudam Rashwal Allah, Rabbi Gamliel. So Shmuel says, meaning over there, who's the father? She's believed, because she's a Bari. So just like she's believed over there, so to hear, Bari v'shem Bari Adif, he'll be chayef to pay. V'yamar lei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda l'Rav Yehuda shinina amart la mishmei de Shmuel alach al Rabbi Gamliel af Bari shona. We have a statement that Rabbi Gam Shmuel says, alach al Gamliel, even in the first. So my af Bari shona, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, Af agav diika lemeimar uki mamona becheskas mare. Amar Gamliel bari adif. The chiddush is even against a cheskas mamon, we still say bari v'shema bari adif. That's the chiddush of af bari shona. So we can link the two shitas of Shmuel. So lema suggests the Gemara, and we'll just stop with a suggestion today. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Huna de Amri k'Rav Gamliel v'Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan de Amri k'Rav Yeshua. Shall we parallel the discussion of dinei mamonis and the discussion of marriage? Shall we parallel the two? Shall we say bari v'shema bari adif in one is bari v'shema bari adif in both, or not? Or are you machalik? So that's where we'll stop, and we'll have to see how you can be mechali. Just to finish off with it, Rabbi Kiva Eger has an interesting suffix here. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what about, we possibly, let's say, like Rabbi Gamliel, ne'emenes, that she's believed. What about if she's an Ashes Kohen? And she says ne'enasti. So she's saying, I'm Asura Labayla. And she's saying that she wasn't allowed to be with him, but they got married. And then he says, I didn't find Basulim. So really, she did an Avera. So do you still trust her? Ena de'mesam asma rasha. That's his suffix. Miss Tafchak Fakna, Be'eshes Kohen, Sha'omeris Kane, Imne Amenes Li Toksuba, the Yesh Lomar, Dinami Damrin, and the Mesa Masma Russia, Vlav Kol Kamina Lomar, Shine and Satachta, Vav the Isura, Shinesis Lobe Isser. So maybe we can't trust her. We have to throw her testimony out, so we'll have to trust him, and that she won't get the Ksuba. Or do we say, no, you can be Mechalik between the Isser Labaila and the Dini Mamanis? Right, so that is a question, the suffix that he has, in this regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bezra will pick up with the rejection of that parallel. Baruch Hashem, next time.